and gentlemen, we are back. I'm Steph.
I'm Rimsey.
And I'm Natu.
So there were a lot of personal issues each of us individually had to deal with. And we sort of had to practice what we preach when it comes to mental health and physical health, and just stop to take a break. So we apologize for the absence, but we also don't apologize for the absence, because it was something that was needed. Each of us, as I said, for our personal reasons. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your well wishes. Thank you for those of you who checked on us. You know, we felt the love. But we are here again reporting for duty. And in true form and fashion, you have to kick it off on a high note, in a high way. So without further ado, not to worry for it, people.
Yeah, man. So this post comes to us from the booker, the game. I'm sorry, the rapper. Most of you probably know him. Goes on Instagram as Los Angeles Confidential. But recently he made some posts. And I'll just share those posts here now. And we'll take it from there, fellas. So the first stuff. Four, he begins, why she gotta pay half the rent? So he's asking, why does a woman have to pay half the rent? Is she giving you half the front or something? Niggas kill me. Since the beginning of time, real men have always taken care of shelter, providing, and protecting. And if you ain't got it, go get it. If you're lucky enough to land an independent woman who works her ass off and still comes home to cook, clean, take care of the kids, and go crazy sexually, let her stack what she makes in case they'll need it one day and still handle everything else as a man. Everybody different, but it just ain't in me to let my woman share the worry of paying for anything. I feel good carrying that load, and I'm not changing. The term, I got it, baby, don't worry about it, makes most women's souls smile, heart warm, and vagina get more moist than perfect toolhouse cookies. But what do I know? I get it. and he followed it up, double down, I guess. I get it. Niggas are mad at the tweets. But ask yourself why. Because you don't want a real woman. You want a roommate. I've seen my mama damn near slave at home and still go work a 10-hour shift as a child, and I can't let my woman go out like that. If you ain't that type of man, cool. The game says. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, my look somebody, you know?
I put all of that to you, fellas. What say you? Man, no matter last for words.
It's a whole lot of levels. But let's start with what he started with. From the beginning of time, real men took care and provided, right? That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes and no. So yes. I don't know what time he's talking about, but let's say biblical times, the beginning of time, men provided for women. Yes, and the Bible does say after Adam and Eve was kicked out, that man, by the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat your bread and you're going to provide and you're going to toil and all of those things. But the assumption is that the woman was lower, lesser, and weaker and more passive. And if you're going into Greek or Roman times, the woman was not a human being, a soulless thing that you were supposed to possess and prize. So if he's saying that he's going to take care and provide and the woman isn't supposed to do anything, for the woman who is okay with that and saying that, yes, a real man does that, just know that there is some fine print. There's oftentimes a fine print. It comes with a certain other kind of treatment and perception of you. Now, the reason I'm saying the reason I had to pause is because he said that's just him. Mm-hmm. And I can't disagree with that if he said everybody is shaped by their own past. So if he says, because his mother used to toil, single mother used to toil, that he does not want his woman to do that, by all means, I can't ridicule, criticize, turn my nose up against that. Because if the woman is okay with that, and if you as a man is okay with that, fine. then fine. We can't argue with that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
But for the... Exactly. But for the man who sees that post, for the two type of men who sees that post, for the man who sees that post and says, yes, I agree with you, you need to ask yourself, do you agree solely because you feel some sense of worth external to you because you make the woman feel good, and nothing is wrong with that. But if that's your sole sense of worth and there's no internal self-worth, or you can't see value in anything else in your life outside of that, then you have some work to do. For the man who feels uncomfortable and say, how dare he say that, and I wonder if he's talking about me and all of those things, that man also has to do some work. So we have to rein in the fact that Jano Rimzy, the big. Is this the time we should reveal the big secret? Tell the people that you're recovering from.
COVID.
Miss Rona got you, man. Yeah. I mean, no saying I'll pay and provide for Miss Rona, but yeah, I'm glad to say you come out of that. But that's just, those are just my initial thoughts. Now, I'll leave the rest after that. That's what I'm gonna say for now.
I agree with you 100%. When I saw the post, honestly, personally, I didn't feel any way about it, and I for one don't feel any way about a man providing for his family, whether it be clothing, shelter, whatever the case may be. And if I narrow it down, providing for his woman, I personally don't have a problem with that. You understand? What my thing is, though, I don't feel like it's the gold standard, or it should be something that is
automatic.
Automatic. You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that is something, and you said something in the initial stage, which is levels. People matriculate into this, you understand? A regular man in today's society, things were different back then. Back then, you kill a dog, you kill a sheep or a goat or whatever, and that's food for however long, and you defend your territory by physical means. We in different times, you understand? And also, let us also put one thing out there. The type and the temperament of women back then is completely different from the type and temperament of the women who we're dealing with in today's society. I saw him say something about let her stack her bread until a rainy day in case you need it. In today's society, and I don't like to generalize, but as soon as your bread run out, there's no bread to get from the woman. That's it for you. So
yeah.
If you do happen to find a woman like that, where I mean, she stuck her bread, and I mean, of course, she can help her. She's independent enough to push her own weight and all of that, and you have no problem taking care of her. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're a woman. I applaud you. I have no problem doing that. I have no problem if I'm in a house and me I pay the bills and all of that. Yeah, I'll withstand that. And I don't see a problem per se. But don't paint it in a way where you're gonna bash other men that can't.
But, you understand? Yeah, but the real men.
So yeah.
I have a problem with the real man part of it, and I keep always having that real men term. It really annoys me. So,
and that's where I'd like to begin, you know, my take on this. So I feel that none of you are wrong. You know, there's not a wrong answer to this. But I found it interesting that after saying all of that, you know, you end it by saying, that's just me though. But in your initial statement, you began by saying, he didn't begin, but in his initial post, he said, real men. So you can't say that's just me and then take a shot at men who don't consider themselves, or men who are not in a position to access the things you are able to access. Now, what I found interesting was, you know, there were a lot of affirmative comments from women, you know, on social media. Say, yeah, you know, that's why I love men like these. That's why I love old dudes, and that's why I love this and that. And I look at that and I think, for one, there's a bit of pandering happening. And to Rimsey's point, he's pandering to the predominant ilk of women, or maybe not the predominant, but the kind that's more publicized. The ones who, you know, are quite content with being trophies and offering nothing more, like, oh yeah, I'll look pretty for you. Like, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, as long as you pay my bills. And so I remember I was having this conversation with someone, and I'm saying, it goes to show you the kind of thought that people put into relationship these days. Because Steph mentioned the fine prints, and one, I'm sure one of the fine prints he's alluding to is this. If that man decides that the bare minimum that he has to do to keep you satisfied in every way is simply to pay your bills, allow you to save your money, you better not have a problem with him cheating. You better not have a problem with him bringing in multiple women, because that's a trade-off. That's it. That's the fine print. That man is as Kevin Samuels puts it, he's exercising his option. So, yeah.
This is, yes, high value men don't cheat, they exercise their options.
So you have to understand that yo, this is a trade-off. Don't, you better not have a problem with that. And so,
yeah,
when you, and it, but, yeah, go ahead, sir.
But the but because I read it through a few times, because he did say, for the independent woman who works and still comes home to cook, clean, and all of those things. Now, if a woman does all of that, I think the bare minimum is that you cover the bills, as Rimsey say. You cover the bills.
But right? That's different. That's some more of a partnership. And I'll sign up for that. I'll sign up any day for a partner.
Most of the women who commented responded to the bills paying part. They never responded to the taking care part, which is what I said. It's so many there nuances.
There is a trade off. I mean,
it has to be a trade off.
May not just come home and shower you and make sure your bills paid and everything. I may do a look by you and all I'm getting is sex. If that's the case, me give your money when me want sex and you leave.
No, but me wouldn't put a roof over your head if I sex alone.
Exactly, because at that point there is no value to you. But if you're
at that point, it's sex work. It's sex work at that point.
There's no value there. And I think it's a question that we should put out there, because I would love to know if this is the kind of woman that if this is the kind of man that today's women want. You understand? Again,
listen.
Where is the trade-off? Listen,
that's no. So
where is the trade-off?
Yo, I'm reminded.
If this is the kind of nation that you're growing, I'm going to tell my son that listen, stack your bread, get as rich as possible can, and have a bag of woman and mind them, but have a bag of woman because that's exercise your purpose. Your purpose. I just for go out there and pay a woman. Yeah,
that's a fair point. But you know what? It reminds me. You know these people, these people in relationships who they feel like as long as they don't cheat, they are the perfect partners. You know what I mean? It kind of has a sort of parallelism to that.
No. Repeat that. Somebody out there needs to hear that. Pastor Natu. Repeat that, Pastor Natu.
You do have people out there who believe that as long as they don't cheat, they are the perfect partners. And this reminds
me. So they not do nothing else. No emotional support. Nothing else.
I don't cheat. I don't cheat. So how dare you complain? You know? And ooh. I think cheating
is played out right now.
I see this as sort of like, you know, an extension of that where these women and listen, women, I love you, but sometimes y'all do some dumb shit, bro. Because I see some shit where you talk about standards and you talk about, you know, needing men to provide this and that. But yet, when I see a post like this and I see the affirmative responses under it and women saying, oh, yes, and any man who disagrees with this is trash. And I see another woman saying, only broke men will have a problem with this. And
because you see, they want it's okay. The modern woman, it's okay for her to want a father figure in the form of her man. But if the man wants a mother figure in the form of her woman, then you hear things like, go back to your mother, you know, yeah. Me not raise no man. But, all of these all right. things.
But here's my disconnect now. In the same breath, this is the society that we're in where women are striving so high for equality. But then if you look at it, if you really think of it, that makes no sense. There's nothing equal about that. Because you're wanting something from the past and you want to be quote unquote my equal. In the past, we weren't equals. We don't have to hide it. In the past, men and women weren't equals because physical sense, there were certain physical stuff that women just couldn't do.
So this is the thing.
So this
is the fine print. This is the fine print I was talking about, right?
Exactly.
The structure of society back then is different from the structure of society now, right?
But then they want to pick and choose.
Yeah, that and this is the issue. But it's not entirely their fault. Men need to be strong enough, be astute enough, be sure enough of their plan and what they want, and decide if they are going to enter into this kind of relationship situation, but knowing fully well that they're going to be uncomfortable.
But Steph, right?
Don't go broke a mind no woman here.
But hold on.
And then the thing is, this is the type of, we assume that when a woman says this is the type of man she wants, that this is the only man she wants. And that is my hot take. So this is the type of man she wants. But that does not mean that is the only man that she wants. Because you know we compartmentalize, men and women. We compartmentalize. So this man is the provider for you, but you know, feel nothing for him beyond that. And you have a next man where you feel the vibes for, and him not provide nothing for you. But this man is providing a roof over your head and paying all your bills, and you get your kicks from somewhere else.
But you know, I'll also add this element to it, which I feel is important. You know, we live in social media dominates this sphere. You know, this time, this period, and you know, if somebody If one little brother down the road say, yo, you're full and you look ugly. That I lead. But if somebody who has a certain stature, somebody who has a certain reputation, tells you the same thing, carries more weight. And so it's important for young men, especially in a time like this, where you are trying to discover who you are, you're not yet there in a financial sense. And you're on social media and you're picking up cues about what kind of man you are to be. You're picking up cues about what kind of man, the modern woman, puts a premium on. When you see these things and you see the responses to them, it's I can understand how a young man might feel, a bit lost, because somebody made the point that had the game been back in the days hustling when he was on the street selling crack and all of those, he did not have this particular position. I'd be willing to wager that he didn't feel like, oh yo, he was supposed to be paying for everything when he was up and
And
coming.
that's why I
And
said,
this is
is it's a level you're matriculating
yeah,
to.
but that's the thing. That's the thing about
It's
social media.
levels.
You don't see the struggle. People don't post their struggle. People just preach from the pulpit one generation. They don't show how, they don't show the work what they put in. And you often are not privy to that. You just see this and you feel like, oh yo, this is what I should be. But then you're looking at your pocket and I have as much money. And therefore you start to a bag of things that might end land you in trouble, taking a lot of shortcuts.
Listen,
Listen,
I job this is
I for one have no problem. I love women and I have no problem with a man open the door for a woman, take care of woman, treating
of course
woman
not, no.
Like a
No,
princess or
listen.
a queen, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, respect is due to that man, respect is due to the woman also. But
Yes, listen.
and it at the end of the day, there is part it's a partnership. So
It's a partnership.
if I'm going to be providing, if my role in this in our relationship is a provider, there must be something that you have to play some form of role. You're not just going to be one trophy or one hand
Princess, princess,
or just
princess,
something
like.
to walk around with. The two of we have to complement each other. You understand? I me love a beautiful woman. I me love for no say yeah me. I add value to my woman. Me not no problem I buy my woman nice things or me like see her or whatever. And if she
No
live with
problem
me,
at all.
automatically me I go cover certain
Yeah.
things. You understand?
Yeah.
And my thing though is it shouldn't be an expectation where all right, me there with you will automatically everything fall on you.
And we
And
never
all
talk about it.
and also I want to just put out there that the type of relationship that this guy is talking is not boyfriend girlfriend, so I don't want you young men now dating go feel say, all right, you've automatically take up your girlfriend rent, you've automatically got no. In this case, I think it's more of a certain level of commitment, whether a husband or wife or a common law partnership or you two live together or whatever the case may be. So I don't think it's sending a clear message out there because yeah, so yeah, send young man if you turn what list,
But
you
you
like a
know,
young university boy who can who just a date, right? And just leave, just get his first job and a paying like a $50,000 rent and him have him girl. What are you telling him? For go pay her rent now and go pay
especially
all
if he
her
never have a
bills.
father figure in his life.
So
Yeah.
for the so he earning like a $300,000 and for your expenses alone, 150, and for him, 150, and then she end up leaving 5 years down the line, and he wastes 5 years of his life a minor woman. Don't be
You get so
stupid.
much time? You get so much time, man?
You understand what I said? Don't be stupid. And I want all men and young men in particular to don't feed into this bullshit. Don't feed into this bullshit. Respect women. Respect women come first. A woman loves a gentleman, and you can provide without providing for everything. When you get to that stage and you are financially comfortable enough to do that without it burdening you, period, you know you're on a completely different level. Where you can tell your wife, say, listen, or you can tell your partner, say, listen, stay home, you know, if you do nothing, I make enough bread for all of us. You can just stay home and have much kids or whatever, offer me what kind of emotional support or what kind of nurturing or whatever I need from you. But at the end of the day, if we are two people, I tough it out and I make it. Don't take
you know
them foolishness.
You know. I think one of the important things I think Rimzi pointed out was, you know, the whole expectation element. Because let's be quite logical about it. If you are a billionaire, and you constantly have a stream of income, multiple streams of income coming in, and you have a partner, it's highly unlikely as a man that you will want your partner to be working. Why? What's the sense? You know, it simply just 1 plus 1 equal 2. The thing that rubs me particularly the wrong way about it is the expectation that this is, you know, this is it. Like, this is what you are supposed to be. And that whole rhetoric, that real man rhetoric, that sort of, that always triggers me, bro. And young men, and men in general, a real man is who you define him to be. Don't make nobody tell you. Don't make no woman tell you. Don't make no man tell you. Say you're, you're not a real
there's
man.
There's a
cave. Yeah, like, obviously, you know, be somebody of value. Be ensure that you live a life that benefits others around you, a life that has quality, you know? But ultimately, it's what you define it to be. So don't make nobody pressure you and make you feel like, say, yo, you're not a real man if you're not able to do this. It's about the long game. What you might not be able to do right now, you may be able to do one day coming. So don't make nobody pressure you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If she want to leave, make she leave. If she want to leave, make she leave. Now, as Rimzi said, yo, if my woman want to stay home, right, and do whatever, run a business from home or just take care of the household. If she chooses to do that, then I personally don't have a problem with that if we have that discussion. You understand me? But yes, it can't just be that you're there home and me still have to come home and cook and clean, right? And if me have no emotional issue, me can't even look to you for support. You're just a figurine then. That means you know, add nothing, and then me, I can start logically say, so what's the point of this? That is what I deem a roommate, right? That is what I deem a roommate. But it can't. But for the young man who probably wondering if that is the way to go. No, if you choose to do it or you choose not to do it, that are for your business. Quite frankly, that are for your business. You could listen or you can't listen. Fortunately. Sometimes it's good to make mistakes and make mistakes young. Now, if you are in your 40s and listening to Mr. Game and talk about provide and you know have certain things, you're an idiot. But you can't afford to make mistakes at that stage in your life because time is against you, right? But if you feel as a young man that you find a nice young girl and you're willing to do all of these things and it turns around and bites you in the ass, and you're 23, 24-year-old, it's good that you fail fast and you can fail forward and you know for a fact in the next decade or 2 decades, certain mistakes you're not going to make. But never do something that you're uncomfortable with for the sake of pleasing another person. That is what pandering is.
I'll just add one last thing to this conversation. We have said this a bunch of times. And it's even more important that we say, no, when you're going into these relationships, men, be upfront about what you want. Not just men, people in general. When you're going into relationships, be honest about your expectations. Talk about them. Put everything on the table so the person has an informed, you know, decision. The person is able to make an informed decision. So if we're not judging you, if you're a woman who feels like you... this is the kind of life you want, more power to you. There's absolutely nothing wrong. I'm sure there's a man out there willing to do that. But don't impose these expectations on men who don't share those sentiments. So that's why you have
no, but there's a difference between choice and condescension. Like, there's a difference between choice or condescension. You, right. If you have a personal preference, fine. But that does not mean that you need to tear down or break down everyone else absolutely. Because of that.
Absolutely.
That's my only thing. Yeah. But on the other hand, I advocate for men being strong enough that even though people try to apply tear down tactics, that it doesn't work. That's my thing. That's so you can't leave it up to the other person, a man or a woman. Cause sometimes we as men are the most destructive to other men. Hence why we're talking about game posts, right? Or a woman in terms of the comments. Like that's we need to get to the point where we are strong enough. We need to get to the point, and I think that's the work that we have to continue. Getting men to the point where you can shrug off that. Cause when we see the first thing we do is laugh. Because bearing
exactly to me
on me.
If he was looking to uplift him fellow brothers, that post could have been structured completely differently.
Yeah,
and it would have made women feel good also. He could have simply said, listen guys, focus and keeping an eye on the prize, grind and do all the need for doing now in the early 20s. So
yep.
You so can take care of a woman the real way. Yeah, so you can provide a certain kind of life for your woman a real way where the choice, where working becomes a choice. It becomes an option, not a necessity. You understand? That is something completely different. And I feel like that is something that all men would want. Because I would...
But Rimzy, you say it at the beginning. You say it at the exactly. beginning. And one of the best ways to score... Best way to score vaginal points is to tear down another man. Some women love when a man tears down another man, and she said, that is the man me I'll give the crutches to. Because he is so, he hates men just as much as I do. He's willing to tear down another man. He deserves the pussy.
What up with your name again?
Thanks.
Derek.
Derek Jackson? Yes, man. You know, so us... As upstanding men, we see those things,
and oftentimes
we, we laugh because we say, "Na, that's not applicable to us." But we peep game, no pun intended, and we say, all right, cool."
And for the woman, I could do it. You can
just,
do
we
it.
Just have free, we just
come on.
If me want to take care of a woman tomorrow morning and pay all her bill and take care of her,
come on, that's
it. It's hard to flash some money in front of her and pay her like a $50,000 rent and our light bill and do her hair. That you understand, but that's not.
But
that's not
it the redefined print. It comes in terms and conditions. Conditions apply.
Precisely. Yeah, so. So, I feel there's better ways of uplifting men and uplifting women, and we shouldn't get this thing twisted. You understand?
Yeah.
Grind and do what you need to do. Make smart decisions so you can provide your family a life of options. And at the end of the day, that's all it matter. Provide your family a life of options. If your woman decides that she don't want to get up this morning and go work, babe, no problem. You know your bills are
paid. I got you.
Our bills are paid at the end of the day. If my son no longer public schooling, can go home school. And if you are a woman who is financially blessed that way, no feel no way for help out a youth same way. You might never know. Yeah,
not wrong. You might never know. You might never know. No, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And we can send it. We can send a men's shoot cash up for any woman who feels like, you know, she that well endowed that she wants to take care of the podcast. No problem. This is 2021. This is equality. You know, we a joke. We don't have any men's shoot cash up. This is all self-funded and self-sustained. But gentlemen, we are here once more. Good to hear from the man, them. For real, for real, for real, for real. See you in the next one. Rimzy, what you have to say to the people? Give them a COVID. Give them a COVID legendary.
Give them a COVID legendary.
Yeah, man, but people keeping themselves safe. You know, washing the hands and thing and sanitize. Take care.